The kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is within me. And since the kingdom of God is within me, God must be within me. Knowing that God is within me, everything I do, everything I think, everything I say, everything I am, is a reflection of that ideal self of me, the kingdom of God in me. Now, do I really believe the kingdom of God is within me? Do I really want to look on the other side and see how the kingdom of God is within me? Do I really want to look from another point of view and see how the kingdom of God is within me? And once again, we turn it right and we say, the kingdom of God is within me, and since the kingdom of God is within me, all is in divine order. Oh my! Can I say to myself that all is in divine order? Can I say to myself, since the kingdom of God is within me, all is in divine order? Can I recognize that and can I understand that? Oh, I surely can. And when I do that, then everything is in divine order. It just sort of floods through my life and through my world, divine order. When I recognize that the kingdom of God is within me, then everything that goes on in my world is what would go on in the world of the kingdom of God. When I recognize the kingdom of God is within me, then I recognize that everything that goes on in my world is indeed grand and glorious. It is God expressing. And so I say, the kingdom of God is within me. God is expressing in me. God is in me. God is all that I am, all that I think, all that I dream, all that I wish, all that I know for myself. That is all that matters. And that's the kingdom of God in me. Now, am I ready to live my life from that point of view? Am I ready to live my life from the realization that indeed the kingdom of God is within me? So that means that every organ, action, and function of my body operates in its ideal form because the kingdom of God is within me, the kingdom is within me, and wherever the kingdom of God is, then perfection dwells. Wherever the kingdom of God reveals itself, there its ideal format takes place in my world. And I love having the kingdom of God within me. And I love knowing that the kingdom of God is within me. Because as I know this, and as I am this, and as I feel this, and as I enjoy this, then everything in my life falls into its divine order, into its marvelous manner of being ideal right now. Now, it goes a step further than that. Because if I am the king, and my kingdom is within me, then my kingdom also is everywhere around me. My kingdom is in every person I meet, in every circumstance I enter into, in every activity that excites me. That's my kingdom. And if my kingdom is divine order, then that's all that really matters. That's all that matters is that my kingdom is absolutely fantastic. I can continually affirm to myself, my kingdom is within me. I continually affirm to myself that I live in the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God dwells in me. And as I know this and affirm this, I act that way. I do everything beautifully. I do not consider the possibility of something less than the kingdom of God expressing in me. My kingdom, my God in me, is a gentle God, is a loving God, is a sensitive God, is a caring God. The God in me, in this kingdom in me, is the ideal God. The God in me does not have battles to fight, does not have wars to be, does not have people that it tries to bring over into its own understanding of who and what it is. The God in me is the gentle, loving, sensitive, wonderful beingness of all that is good and all that is very good. We can all have lives that are good and very good if we want. But that means that we stop thinking we have to teach the world how to be good. We have to stop thinking we must teach the world what is the right path to go. We must stop teaching the world that what our God believes, what we believe that our God is in us, that the kingdom in us is true for them. Because we don't teach these things. We live them. And as we live them, all in our world reflects it back to us. You see, the living is causing things to reflect back into our life that which we are. If we go out and live in a manner that is not harmonious with our highest and best, then we will not have that reflected back into our world. And we will not be enjoying that kingdom of God in its ultimate and its most perfect way. It's up to you and it's up to me to decide where our values are. What is important to us? What do we really want out of life? What do we really want out of living? Do we want to be the divine? Do we want to be the ideal? What does it mean when you say the kingdom of God is within you? Can you ever say it differently? When you say the kingdom of God is within you, you're saying that the highest and best is always being expressed in and through every activity you have in your life. The highest and best is being expressed through everything that's going on in your world. And that's all that is important. That's all that matters, is the highest and best. Nothing else matters in your life except the highest and best taking place at all times. Because the kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God is within you. There is only the kingdom of God. There is only the highest and best. There is only the beauty of all that is love, all that is purity, all that is magic, all that is wonder. It's the beauty of all that is, and that's all that matters. Today you have the opportunity to live in a world which is the kingdom of God. Do you say that you created that kingdom, or is that the kingdom of God, which is so magnificent, so fantastic? It was created by the magnificence of the divine within you. In our human form, in our human thoughts, in our human attitudes, we cannot even begin to realize what the kingdom of God is all about. But when we let go under all circumstances and let the God within us, the kingdom within us, let it express itself in all of its fullness and all of its beauty and all of its wonder, then that is what takes place in our life. That is what takes place in every experience that we have. But it only takes place when we let go and let God, when we let go and let the kingdom be in us. When we go, let go, if something untoward happens in any area of our life and we give it attention, then we are saying, that is in the kingdom of God for me. When anything in our life takes place that distresses us or causes us to think thoughts that are unhappy, then we are allowing something other than the divine kingdom of God from revealing itself in and through our life. This is who we are. This is what we are. And this is all that we are. Are you ready to have this be your reality? Are you ready to have this be who and what you are at all times? If you're ready, then it's ready for you. And it's ready to have that glory and that goodness take place in your world right now. And I can see that each of us is ready for that right now, because that's who and what we are. We are divine, glorious and wonderful now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.